said the date, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. "When is your birthday?" Yetsun asks suddenly. His fingers trace the edge of Zhao Yunlan's ear, adorned with some gold jewellery that Zhao Yunlan certainly doesn't need. He sets down the pad he's holding. It flickers slightly and then turns into something that mostly resembles a see-through sheet of plastic as it falls down against his chest. "Why?" he asks, tilting his head back a bit as he looks up at Yetsun. It hasn't been all that hard to figure out that Yetsun doesn't like it if he's not given full attention. He's fine with Zhao Yunlan using his lap as a pillow while he reads, but as soon as Yetsun says something, he expects Zhao Yunlan to focus on him and nothing else. Zhao Yunlan doesn't mind too much. It's not like his reading lately has been fun, exactly. There's still too much for him to learn, and if he keeps reading for too long, he feels faintly like his brain might dribble out of his ears. Distractions are more than welcome. "When is it?" Yetsun insists, sounding slightly irritated. There's a sharp pinch to Zhao Yunlan's ear, followed by a quiet gasp from Yetsun before his touch vanishes entirely. Zhao Yunlan pretends he didn't notice. Sometimes he has no idea how to deal with Yetsun. Well, most of the time he has no idea, and he's just making it up as they go along. He's really hoping he doesn't fuck Yetsun up anymore. He definitely came to Zhao Yunlan already plenty fucked up. Now that really would be an accomplishment, a quiet, extremely sarcastic part of Zhao Yunlan's brain offers. Zhao Yunlan opens his mouth to give an automatic answer, and then realizes that's probably not what Yetsun is after. "In what calendar?" he asks instead. He's really not sure about dates in space. He's figured out there's more than one calendar. Hell, his planets all seem to have their own ones, from what he can tell. "In what calendar?" Yetsun repeats incredulously. Whatever uncertainty he'd been feeling a moment ago seeming to vanish under the force of his disdain. "You really don't know anything, do you?" Zhao Yunlan grins and blinks up at him. "Nope," he says, entirely unrepentant. That seems to leave Yetsun speechless for a moment. "I'm really not sure how Earth dates correspond with, well, anything," Zhao Yunlan admits. It's not like he's embarrassed by having no clue about it. There are plenty of things that Zhao Yunlan should already know, and date conversion hasn't exactly been high on the list. Especially since the rest of the galaxy doesn't give one whiff about Earth. Honestly, Zhao Yunlan prefers it like that. He'll be happy for everyone to just go on ignoring his home planet. Attention from this whole space society is not a good thing. He looks at Yetsun and smiles slightly. Well, it does have its upsides. Yetsun gives out a long-suffering sigh and then pets Zhao Yunlan's hair. "Fine, tell me your Earth date and I'll figure it out," he says, like that's some huge concession. He pets Zhao Yunlan's hair again, his mouth pinching together lightly. "And we really need to do something about this," he declares, pointedly fingering Zhao Yunlan's hair. Zhao Yunlan has a sudden suspicion there's going to be long hair in his future. It's not like he's managed to make himself say no to all the jewellery so far, so he's not particularly hopeful about having that much say about his hair either. Well, he does like how long hair looks on the twins. "So, what do you need my birthday for?" he asks casually a bit later. This time Yetsun actually gives him an answer. "I need to set our wedding date," he says, sounding slightly distracted. Apparently, Zhao Yunlan has no say in that decision. Not that he really wants one. He's happy to leave all the wedding arrangements to Yetsun. Zhao Yunlan walks up behind Shun Wei, wrapping his arms around him. He kisses Shun Wei on the cheek before hooking his chin over a lace-covered shoulder. He's pretty sure people usually wear lab coats for a reason, but Shunwei's lab clothes seem to consist of skin-tight white lace and not much else. He'd worry about it, but it's probably made of some sort of space material that's resistant to chemicals, or something. "Busy?" he asks quietly. Shunwei just hums and Jialin watches as he, well, pokes at a few screens, possibly to turn some of the lab equipment off before covering Jialin's arms with his own and leaning back against him. "Did you need something, Jialin?" Shunwei asks. Like whatever it might be, there's nothing that could stop him from giving it to Jialin. It still takes Jialin's breath away, and also makes him worry a bit, but he tries to shove that part away. "I just wanted to ask why your brother insists that our wedding should be on my actual birthday," Jialin asks, trying to sound casual. Shunwei is far more likely to actually try to explain things to him. The question doesn't seem like some kind of major thing to Jialin, but when it comes to the twins, well, their relationship is complicated, and he might be wrong. "I can ask someone else if..." Jialin starts to say, trying to pull away, already regretting coming to Shunwei with this. It's not like it's a big thing. It makes no real difference to Jialin when he gets married to Yitsun. Shunwei tightens his grip, keeping Jialin in place. "No need," he says softly. There's a moment of silence where Jialin has time to curse himself again, before Shunwei goes on. "Birthdays are important, at least the bigger ones, but the date itself is auspicious." "Oh," Jialin says, and this time when he tries to pull away, Shunwei lets him go. He steps in front of Shunwei. There's a rueful expression on Shunwei's face. "Is that all?" Jialin asks quietly. Shunwei blinks and then his lips quirk up in a small smile. "Didi wants to make sure his wedding date is more significant than mine," he says softly. Jialin can't quite tell if Shunwei is upset about that or not. He reaches out to touch Shunwei's arm. "Do you mind?" he asks. Shunwei shakes his head. "No. As long as it makes Didi happy, I'm happy," he says, still smiling faintly. Jialin scrutinizes his face for a moment, but he really doesn't think Shunwei is lying. "Well, that's good," he says, stepping closer and wrapping his arms around Shunwei, settling his head against Shunwei's shoulder. Shunwei's arms circle his waist as he holds Jialin close. "Yitsun seemed very insistent about it," Jialin adds, smiling a bit. Shunwei huffs out a small laugh and presses a kiss against Jialin's hair. The end.